Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents A Whisker of Trouble by Sophie Ryan. Narrated by Marguerite Gavin. Chapter 1. Elvis regarded breakfast with disdain. "Oh, come on," I said, leaning my elbows on the countertop. "It's not that bad." He narrowed his eyes at me, and I think he would have raised a skeptical eyebrow if he'd had real eyebrows instead of just whiskers, which he didn't, since he wasn't the king of rock and roll or even a person. He was just a small black cat who thought he was a person, and as such should be treated like royalty. "We could make a fried peanut butter and banana sandwich," I said. That was the real Elvis's favorite. The cat meowed sharply, his way of reminding me that as far as he was concerned, he was the real Elvis, and peanut butter and banana sandwiches were not his favorite breakfast food. I looked at the food I'd pulled out of the cupboard. 2 dry ends of bread, a banana that was more brown than it was yellow, and a container of peanut butter that I knew didn't actually have so much as a spoonful left inside, because I'd eaten it all the previous evening, with a spoon, while watching Jeopardy with the cat. It wasn't my idea of a great breakfast either, but there wasn't anything else to eat in the house. "I forgot to go to the store," I said, feeling somewhat compelled to explain myself to the cat, who continued to stare unblinkingly at me from his perch on a stool at the counter. Elvis knew that it wouldn't have mattered if I had bought groceries. I couldn't cook. My mother had tried to teach me. So had my brother and my grandmother.